And we are live in 3, 2, 1. Good morning, Magic 100 listeners. Thanks for joining us on The Reporter on the Air. I'm Will, he's Don, he's Richard, and we gather around this table every week. And we talk about what's going on in Forsyth and Monroe County. We are the only media dedicated to you, the people of Monroe County. Actually, we're the only media that has anything to do with Monroe County lately.
That's exactly right. You know, it's amazing to me how the making newspaper and the making television station. I tell you what you need to do. If they're subscribing to the paper, you ought to cut their subscription off. Because it keeps stealing your stories.
Well, they won't know what to write about if they didn't have a reporter. But, hey, it's a changing media landscape, and we're glad. We're glad to be the media that you can turn to know what's going on in the county, Don. And I think that we have a reputation for whatever it is.
Well, you know, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which one was it used to have? I think it was the Constitution that says, covers Dixie like the dude.
I like that. I've always liked that.
So what we need to come up with a slogan. Come on, dude. Kick in here with some
original. Have a slogan. That's not my forte.
Yes, it is. I know we're trying to exercise your brain this morning.
I like the one Will came up with a long time ago. All the news that fits, we print.
What did I used to have? What, Monroe County's first total news newspaper?
Yeah, that's what you call total newspaper. And that was sort of a subtle jab at the existing paper.
It didn't last long.
that was not a total newspaper. No. It was a total catastrophe.
But anyway, you know, I think you ought to. But anyway, you know, as we were talking before we went on air, this week's paper, I tell you what, it covered Monroe County. I don't know.
Like Evans covers the...
Oh, I got it. It covers Monroe County.
Like Evans like covers the Hoover Door.
No, it covers Monroe County like the ashes from Plant Sheriff.
Like the roaches cover the colloded chevron.
That's right. I tell you what, I had some fried chicken at the Culloden thing.
It was probably pretty good.
It was really good.
Very high protein.
It's not as good as Ms. Lockett, so... Protein. I mean, when you actually flick the roaches off, you know, you can get a good bite in that. But anyway, you had a great newspaper this week. And, you know, I think, again, you know, Richard just does an excellent job, I have to tell you.
He does.
Of covering the county commissioners. And
plenty of material there to work with.
Well, it's as we were talking before I went on the radio, but I got to say this. Monroe County is changing. And it's changing much to the chagrin of a lot of people.
Who? Name them.
Okay, Larry Evans.
Larry's Mr. Jobs. I mean, all he ever talks about is jobs.
He wants jobs, but don't change Monroe County.
You know? You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, well, not according to him. But, you know, I think, again...
This was more personal than a general feelings about the change in Monroe County. This is his feelings about another county commissioner.
Oh, about that. Yeah. That's the change he doesn't like. That's the change he doesn't like.
Well, you know, we're going to have some changes coming up in this November election. Of course, you got the city of Forsyth. It's got, what, 3 spots? Eric? I don't remember. It's in your story somewhere.
One mayor and 3 council members are up for re-election.
Well,
I think Greg Goolsby's one of them.
Well, let me tell you, here's a secret to something. As you know what, the clerk of the court, what's her name?
Lynn Ham.
She's not going to seek re-election.
Yeah. She's up next year. Is that right?
Next year's
the big one.
Next year's the big one. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of the woodwork to jump in the middle of this thing. I think the Board of Education. Whoa. You want to go there?
We've got some races coming up there next year.
You want to go to the Board of Education?
Yeah, we can talk about the Board of Education.
The squad.
Hey, I like.
Okay,
hey.
We got the squad on the BOE is Judy Pettigrew, your BOE member, and Priscilla Doster, and they're both up next year, and Stuart Pippin's up next year, now JP Evans, there was a controversy we talked about last week. Did we talk about that last week?
We did.
The school board affirmed a court ruling that says that you cannot check the immigration status of students. And
that's a bunch of crap. Okay, I said it. I'm sorry.
Do you feel better now?
I'm sorry, Mike.
This upset you last week.
Do you want to elaborate, or are we going to...
No, where in the world is patriotism? You know?
What I find is their justification is we have to go by the law. We have to adopt the law.
No, they don't.
I would believe their zeal for the law more if they weren't doing it in the service of people who were here lawlessly.
No.
So they are using the law to break the law.
Okay, now I can agree with that. I can agree with that. It's sort of like let's go back to the commissioners right now. We have, and I'm going to include myself in this, something going on. We're trying to get a report about how Commissioner Larry Evans, I'm going to say, was a good word. Sexually abused, not sexually abused.
He was badgering her about not hiring his favorite candidate. His niece.
Now we can't get a copy of that. And I think the citizens have a right to know. And this is where I think both of you have an adamancy as big as mine. Hey, put some sunshine on this thing, baby.
What's the next commission meeting?
The first Tuesday of August, whatever that date is.
All right, I'll get that picture. I've been wanting to get a picture of the whole dais of the commissioners. I thought I had one, but I couldn't find it. So
no.
I've got an idea.
They probably had it.
We're going to start. We're going to continue to keep the pressure on the commissioners to tell the public what their business is.
Yeah.
The government belongs to the people of Monroe County, and
They don't believe that.
Well, John Ambrose, in his defense, was in favor of releasing this document, but we're not going away, Don. And I think, you know, people sometimes forget how valuable a newspaper is that holds their public officials accountable.
But you know what? What did I show you the other day? That article I showed you about newspaper going out of business and newspaper stuff. But there's one great thing. Your weekly newspapers, I think, will be here. You may have to cut staff and all that stuff, but weekly newspapers, I found out all over the country when I was at FEMA, the weekly newspapers were doing bad. You know, the Gainesville paper, I gave you a copy of a column out of the Gainesville paper. The Gainesville paper used to be daily all the way, and they had a heck of a Sunday edition. Well, now they're just 4 days a week or 3 days a week, you know, just cutting back. And newspaper, and I'm wondering, I'm going to say this out loud, I'm wondering how long it's going to be for the Macon Telegraph goes from 7 days to one day.
I can't believe there's still 7 days a week.
I can't. Mm-hmm.
But it is, I'm thankful that we have a community that supports its newspaper very much, and we're just kind of a unique animal here that we have not had the ravages and losses and cutbacks that...
But you're talking about unique animals. We've got a very...
It's a good segue.
We got a unique animal somewhere around here.
I thought we shut the door and he's
Will has
he's
learned
hanging
one
out
of
with
the
trellis.
First rules about living out in the country. Living out in the country, it's called the dump ground.
My wife asked
me. You're going to get dogs. You know, there's no tent. Well, look at me. I lived out in the country. I had 8 possums. You know?
My wife asked me if we had turned into an animal shelter because we had a cat show up last night, too.
You had a what?
A cat showed up last night, too, that wasn't ours. We already have two dogs and two cats, and we don't need more.
You know where the dude lives?
Mm-hmm. Meow. He needs a cat.
Hey, what are we going to be doing tonight about 11:30?
A cat dump.
And a dog.
We're going to get angry letters. Send your letters to Don Daniel, mediadoctor@bellsouth.net.
Right. Come on. Send them to me. It starts my day. It gets me in a good mood of being a vile curmudgeon. By the way, you know, I saw the lady who called me a vile curmudgeon.
Oh, really? Did you?
Didn't you recognize her?
Did you talk to her?
I said, hey.
Yeah. Did she call you vile?
No, I said, well, it's good to see you. You remember me? I'm the vile curmudgeon. She turned around and walked away.
Oh, she didn't say that?
No, she didn't say I was glad to see you.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we know where the dude lives.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time
but the problem is now you've outed us. Now he knows. If animals show up at his house, he's going to blame us.
No, he can't blame us.
Well, I like this dog that showed up. He's a basset hound. He looks like Flash from the Dukes of Hazzard. You remember Roscoe Coltrane had a dog named Flash? I know Richard's too young to know about the Dukes of Hazzard, but what a classic show.
That was Covington, Georgia.
Oh, good. Okay.
That was Covington. Did it always
been the TV show.
The TV show was better.
They did that TV show in Covington, didn't they?
Was it filmed then? No, you're thinking of In the Heat of the Night. No, you could be right. We'll look it up.
Or Walking Dead.
Jackie Gleason. No, who was Boss Hogg?
Boss Hogg.
You know, Dukes of Hazzard is you know, we used to...
Why do people go so crazy over that car?
That long convertible with the... That was a good old corrupt small-town government.
Charger.
Huh?
The Charger.
Yeah, the Charger. And it, you know, you see people that when a mall is going to be opening up, or you know a sex toy store is going to be opening up, they bring the Dukes of Hazzard car and park it at the end.
I never put those together. I just, you know, maybe Daisy Duke shows up. That might be it.
We're trying to have fun today because, you know, there's a lot of serious news in this newspaper.
Hazzard County, Georgia. The Duke brothers kept Hazzard County straight.
Yeah.
And I would suggest
they're in jail for that murder. Don't they?
I would suggest that the reporter keeps Monroe County straight. Should be our new motto. We keep the spotlight on.
This is
the thing is we're. I learned this in journalism school, and I think it's true. People think, you know, newspapers can just ruin somebody's life if they want to, or make somebody's life if they want to. We don't have that kind of power. What we have the power to do is take truth.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a fact, right. Then we can tell people, and you know, then we can.
I have quit watching.
It has to align. If a newspaper's right. effort to promote or demote something doesn't go along with facts, it's not going to be.
Hey, I'm going to show y'all.
Oh, you know what Trump has been saying, this whole Mueller thing? Trump. He said truth is a, what was the word he used?
This is where opinions other than news is written about. There it is, right there.
Newspapers 101.
That's right. Okay.
A woman accused me, we had a debate on our Facebook page about the immigration school board issue. A woman accused me of using the newspaper to advance my personal agenda. You know what I said?
So, you know what you're going to do? Are you going to run for...
Guilty.
You're gonna run. Who's your BOE member?
Stuart Pippin. No. Now that I moved, I got to find out. I'm not sure. I know my commissioner didn't change when we moved, but my school board member may have. Stuart Pippin was my school board member.
I don't know who it would be. Probably Priscilla Dostert.
Could be. Priscilla.
Okay. So are you gonna run for? Are you gonna run for school?
I'll have to go talk to Priscilla.
Are you gonna run for school board? No. We're trying to get a scoop out of him.
No, dude, my here. No, maybe years from now I might run for the legislature. Many moons from now, when my kids are grown,
when you got a wheelchair, so I can push you up.
When I don't have a mortgage and a kid's college to pay for.
And talking about that, I tell you what, we up in my area, we've got a great state representative, Susan Holmes.
Is she your state representative?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. At least I voted for her. You might be her only constituent in Monroe County. She has about one square acre.
That's okay.
But she's a good one. She's a good lady. And her son.
Robert Dickey. He's a hustler. He's a powerhouse.
He gets after it.
But you know, I'm going to ask you something. You know, several years ago, the county commissioners, a Georgia DOT board member who lived in Monroe County at the time, he and I were talking about it. He said, you know, the commissioners have never come to me and said, hey, can we get some help from you? You know, and I think that's sad because our commissioners and our city council, they need to keep in contact with our legislators. And who's our United States Senator?
David Perdue and Johnny Isaacson.
Who is that you write about all the time but don't show up?
Oh, our representative. Our congressman is Austin Scott.
Is he still around?
I think he's getting his hair done. He's getting some hair gel put in.
But anyway, but let's go back to the newspaper. You know, here we got Zaxby's, the mud pits finally getting...
You were just talking about how Forsyth is growing, and this is one of the highly anticipated growth spurts of Monroe County. He's getting into Zaxby's, and it's actually going to be... That whole property across from El Tejado there by the interstate is going to be an entire food court,
I think it's fantastic.
You're going to have a Moe's.
You know, that's the only one that, if you're going north... where there's going to be food.
That's right. It's the only one on the...
Northbound lane of 75.
Yeah, you might call it the east side of the interstate.
But it's still northbound. Yeah. Northbound interstate. Yeah.
But everything else is on the west side.
Have you ever seen, already heard some people complaining about what that complex is going to create traffic problems?
Not yet. Is that what you're doing?
Except for El Tejado. The one exception, Hamlin Hill.
That's true. Good point. Richard makes a good point.
That's right, Hamlin.
Richard has a good eye for detail.
Yeah. thank you for correcting.
No
this.
Problem. Mm-hmm. You know. Try to help out.
But
I'm gonna go on a hunger strike until the Zaxby's opens.
But we could have like
a lot and see if, people see if anyone ever starts working.
People wonder if it's gonna create a domino effect of development on that side. And you do have, right next to El Tejado, I believe there's a commercial property for sale.
That, you know what? It used to be, when you come into the entrance of El Tejado, right there on the right-hand side.
What was that?
That used to be a service station, Minute Mart, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
They just tore it down?
And I don't even know who owned it.
Where was Richard Truett's restaurant?
Richard never had a restaurant.
The mayor?
No.
What did he do for a living?
He had a print shop. He owned Star Printing.
Richard Truett?
Yeah, Richard.
I thought he had a restaurant.
No.
Did I dream that?
You dreamed it.
He shot somebody.
Yeah, shot at me.
At a restaurant?
No. No, he didn't own a restaurant. He owned...
He shot somebody at a restaurant. I guess that's what I was
Star Printing Company. He owned Star Printing Company.
I had no idea.
And Shelley and Bob Schumann, who were married at the time, they bought Star Printing. And that's when Shelley left the reporter's editor, and that's when I hired Wendell Ramage. So now you know.
Oh, Wendell. I miss Wendell.
But you got another story that's it's on the front page of the second session about the county. We didn't get the distribution center.
Yeah, we don't get everything, and Bo Gregory, the president of the Development Authority. I can't get used to saying the president of the Development Authority. That was what the title he wanted.
I have to laugh.
He said, you know, this happens. You win some, you lose some. This was one that we had in the paper a couple weeks ago.
We didn't give away enough benefits.
Well, they offered them a 10-year property, a tax abatement. And then on July 9th, they met in a special call meeting and said, okay, we're going to jack this up. We're going to sweeten the deal. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it a 20-year abatement, and we're going to give them a $50,000 cash. They call it, they would never want you to call it cash. They'd say an inducement. But it's cash. And they would give them that money to come here. And I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them offering
that. Are you
really? Yeah. But the company said, no, we're going up to I-85 somewhere. So we lost out to another prospect. And that's why they're competing against other...
Well, I think, again, what's this big warehouse?
We got Project Fireball.
That's right.
Where is Project Fireball, y'all think?
We don't know.
You know, Dr. Tom Perry, who is head of Beautify for Sight, they pick up the roadsides and everything. He says that the Fireball is one of the hottest, so to speak, items on the trash on the right of way. Yeah, they might have realized they had a market here.
What do you think it is? What do y'all? What really serious? What do you think Fireball is? Do you have any idea? It's not going to be manufacturing.
It was going to be a distribution warehouse. But Bo Gregory said that they probably won't even know till it begins construction. They're not going. The state doesn't tell us. But
is it going
here's
down
the,
there to Five Below place.
No, it's going to. This is the one that we lost.
Where is this Fireball going to go?
That's the one we lost. We're getting Project X.
Project X is coming. Now, this is going to be the refrigerated warehouse, Don.
This could be like X-Men.
Don, if you're getting too hot in the summer, you want to cool down,
so
you
need
to take a field
trip
to the refrigerated warehouse. You can just hang out in 40 degrees.
I bet you they'll rent your space.
just chill.
But anyway, Monroe County, you know, here we are. We're actively now, I think getting Five Below could be the impetus for more.
Yeah, this Project X is going to go right next to Five Below, and we think we'll be able to report the name of that company in the next couple of weeks. They think they're close to closing the deal, but we haven't touched yet on the hottest story. And
all right, what is it?
We probably
Project Fireball. That's pretty warm.
You know, we probably
Richard. How did you get that picture?
I stood on the side of the walkway as he came by.
He outsmarted the entire Macon media that didn't get any good pictures of the...
This is
he
about
standing
this,
next but, to me. If he didn't get them, I don't know what the reason was.
Oh, well, I didn't
this
see
team,
the telegram.
About the team charged with killing
guy?
His aunt.
Joe Kovac was there.
Oh, I didn't see the telegram, did you?
No, I didn't look for
he
it.
He shoots pictures with his iPad. Was he doing that?
I think... Yeah, maybe so.
Joe Kovac, do they have any photographers at the Macon paper now, you think?
Maybe one, that Voorhees guy, right, I think there, I see yeah. his name.
Jason's still there.
They used to have probably five photographers. They had a fantastic dark room and everything. That used to be. But anyway, the team was charged with his aunt. Did you ever find out why he did it?
That's the big question. And we said it in the story that the sheriff said that we may never know why. Now, He did used to be in her home as a foster child, or I don't know. It's not clear to me whether he is his biological nephew or an adopted nephew, foster nephew.
I can understand him never admitting it, and we'll never know from him. I don't understand why no one in the family has any idea. That's why right. He might have,
well, they probably knew. They're just not telling us.
Probably as right embarrassed now. As all get out.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mess.
Somebody couldn't be happy about this. I mean,
well, but let's talk about the commissioners. Let's talk about
it's nice we're having weather, isn't it?
Richard,
you know, there's a lot of dirt on the ground for this time of year.
Some people compared it to the Jerry Springer show last week. What in the world happened between Larry Evans and John Ambrose that has caused a ethics complaint against Mr. Evans?
Well, it started over Commissioner Ambrose's comments that he didn't seem to care whether the Hubbard dorm got finished or not, that he was getting tired of the project and maybe they should just tear it down. Well, Commissioner Evans obviously has had a lot of input on the Hubbard dorm renovation. That's the old African-American school here that's now being...
How long have they been working on the Hubbard school now?
3 or 4 years, I'd say.
Sort of like
they probably got the grant longer ago than that.
Yeah,
I remember. I think it's when I covered the county government.
Well, yeah. They did the one building. This is the second one. Like, they've already renovated that one.
The dorm?
The
teacher's cottage.
Teacher's cottage where they have the workforce development now. So this is the second one. I think you were covering them when they got the first one.
I'm sure that's a BFF activity there.
But anyway, that started a personal feud. They both just started taking shots at each other.
Dude, here's my question. All right, Ambrose has filed this ethics complaint.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. But what is the next
process
step
now?
There's probably somebody's going to do a review just like they did. And did Larry Evans go anywhere when they just reviewed his?
No. Do we even get a copy of it?
No. So
they've set the precedent now that we don't get copies of these things.
Correct. This is going to go nowhere.
So this
is just him not wanting to be publicly slandered.
Right.
He's going to fight it.
Now, recently, this is under a new code of ethics they passed. What did it call for? Didn't it call for a process? Where they appoint...
Call for some outside appointee.
Yes.
Unspecified who that is.
Maybe who's going to appoint him? The commissioner?
I think at the time... At the time this happens and they're going to appoint somebody or a board...
This is probably the worst.
My understanding, they were going to appoint somebody to hear the evidence.
Well, they're going to appoint one person who then determines their own board.
That's right.
So they pick four people to decide what to do about it.
Let's say hypothetically they appoint Judge Tommy Wilson. Mm-hmm. Then Tommy Wilson picks four trusted people
to work with him on it.
It's like Robert Mueller picking people to work with him on the report.
And when did you see how that worked out?
Well, this is just going to be used to threaten now. Every time someone says something they don't like, they're going to say,
I'll file an ethics complaint.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So,
I'm going to nominate Don Daniel to handle this investigation.
I can do it.
You're retired. You got free time, and you
I
know
got
that.
I got a joke to tell you.
You know the people involved.
I'll find out.
Okay. You think Larry would talk to you?
No, but yeah, I tell you what, y'all got another headline.
Well, here's the question: What did Evans accuse John Ambrose of doing?
Of having an affair with somebody?
He didn't even really do that. Outed in public a discussion that had happened in closed session where someone else had accused him. He didn't even accuse Ambrose of doing it. He said he wanted to know more about the situation that Ambrose was alleged to have asked a county employee.
When he said this, was there kind of like a, oh my gosh, he went there kind of feeling in the room?
You heard some gasp in the back. I don't think the commissioners were surprised by anything.
dude told me something about that meeting. Is it the czar? Czar Jim was going to have a meeting with all the county department heads. Is that who it was?
So
they all showed up. They were there in this.
They came in about 45 minutes earlier, and then it just kept on going and going. And right before that, or no, I guess it was right after that, Tapley tried to ask them if they want to move it to another room, and they said, no, we're good.
Ah, keep on. This is fantastic.
Wow.
The Jerry Springer show.
Yeah.
So
I've had several of them come up to me since then and say that they were glad someone else witnessed that I...
I
think Richard and I like to see other people there because when...
They get to enjoy and appreciate what you're doing.
They enjoy and appreciate, but it also... When we write about it, they could say, well, you know, I saw that.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
hey, I got one more story.
Hold on. I got one more thing to ask because I'm curious. I had a commissioner tell me he could not wait to read your story about this event. So
the same one who told me that, I'm sure.
Was this the most entertaining meeting since the since Jim Hamm told Jared Lovett to, if he didn't like it, he could go somewhere?
Now Hamm did some the ones where Bilderback fought with Anita Bice.
they were pretty.
There have been some others. This is the best one since Hedges showed up, and he validated that the other day when he told us it was the craziest meeting he'd ever seen. So,
and was this
in the last year? Then yes.
Was this particular dredging up that Evans did on Ambrose, was that the was that the high point? Career. Was that the sort of the pinnacle of the whole debate, or low point, whatever you say? Was this?
I got one better than that. Y'all,
I think it was
this meeting.
But, yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what my impression is now. Here's one more question. I'll let y'all. Don wants to move on to something else.
No, I'm listening.
No, I think actually my personal high point, just from knowing the county I had, was John Ambrose saying that he just thought he should tear down the Hubbard dorm.
Yeah,
knowing how that would go over when that was printed. But yeah, if you were in the meeting, the Evans accusation
was like that was what most people remembered. That was about.
Yes,
but you need to go to the story on page 9A.
Right. There's more to it.
There's a lot more to it. Evans, you know,
tried to
get
a smoking ban.
Yeah. So because we know
I thought we couldn't smoke in public places anyway.
Well, here's the question. The headline is sort of misleading.
You can't smoke inside. That's the key.
That's right.
Now he wants to
on county property.
Ban on county property. So when you're riding down a county road, does that mean you can't
That's
smoke?
That's a great question. County right of way.
Huh?
It'd be like that texting policy, I
guess.
That's right. They could go pull people over if they wanted to.
But Evans decided to get back at Ambrose and Czar Jim.
I didn't like outing them as smokers, but that was relevant to the whole conversation.
Oh, that's right. Because Czar Jim and John Ambrose.
I just feel like that's their business.
Are
but
smokers.
Still,
but,
in this case, that was why he did it.
Listen, smoking's not a sin, I don't think. I mean, if you do it, you do it. It's just a...
I know. If you're like, if they're drinkers, it's like the same thing you're putting in the paper. That's not a sin either, but... In this case, that's the reason he proposed the smoking ban. So,
but you know, let's go back to something else. I'm going to say this sort of fast here: is it the city and the county need to neat up? You know, want to make the county make the down around the square. You know,
You mean they need to have a one Monroe meeting?
Yeah, whatever that is.
We're having
that.
They need to. You know, I don't think the mayor rides around in his golf cart, but ride on some of these streets where the striping is bad. Don't look mm-hmm. neat.
Yeah, I noticed. I sent the mayor a picture of some dead bushes in a city plot. Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, so, we'll take pictures. I tell you, I want to tell you something. Almost came real close again yesterday. Car pulls into right down here on the square. Pulls into the crosswalk lane. One of these days, I'm going to get up the nerve to do it. When a car pulls in there and totally blocks the crosswalk, I'm going to crawl across the hood of that car. I really am.
I wish I'd get a picture of that.
Well, hey, let's do it. I'll do it if you'll take the picture.
Guys, we've only got 2 minutes left, and we're still on the front page. Oh, we haven't talked about...
No, we went to page 6B.
Well, you did. We haven't talked about the Chevron in Culloden. Much. We've kind of glanced over it, but Don...
Roachville?
There were some health issues, and they had to close for a week to clean up the roaches and the rodents. Does this surprise you?
No.
No?
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah. You know, people... You know, but keeping your place clean and rustic, anyway, does not become a priority when... Anyway, when you're making too damn much.
You know, that's the only place you can get, like if you need an emergency, if you got something, you need a Band-Aid or something, that's the only place in Culloden that you can really buy and sell anything.
They're going to need an Image Band-Aid pretty soon.
We can help them with that. We can help them market themselves and get back on their feet.
Well, I think they ought to. But anyway, that was sad. But one last thing. For size, Cassandra Cox. I don't know Cassandra. I've never met Cassandra, but she is from Monroe County, and she's going to be working.
She's Bentley Cox's daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway.
A lot of Coxes in the paper this week.
Right.
Bentley is taking over the fire station.
Bentley made it in, too.
Huh?
Bentley made it in.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in there.
That's what I mean. Yeah, uh-huh. I was making sure that got in. Okay.
But anyway, we've got a local that has done well, and heading up the Community Relations Department for Georgia Power.
Yeah, and she's most notable, and she didn't want us to put this prominently. She didn't want to favor one son over the other, understandably. But she does have one son who's probably going to be a Major League Baseball player, Steven. He played for Austin.
I think that's great.
So anyway, we are out of time now.
Okay, bye.
You guys have done it. We've got another one in the books, another award-winning show on the way to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, where it'll be prominently displayed, and we appreciate you joining us to talk about the events of the week.
Listen to us on your car radio.
In Monroe County. Bye. Come back again next Sunday morning on Magic 100 and on Forsyth Cable anytime.
Bye.